Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Without a Doubt. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we will be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The name of our series is Without a Doubt. Without a Doubt. Because that's the thing that can mess it up. James 1. Verse 5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that gives to all men liberally and upbraids not, and it shall be given him. Notice it didn't say sometimes, didn't say it might be. You just never know. What did it say? See, religion has tried to make provision in case it doesn't work. Hasn't it? Well, we'll pray, but you just never know. And, you know, we'll pray, but we just want God's will to be done. Well, there's a problem with that. The scripture told us to not be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. We're supposed to find out the will of God. We're supposed to understand and know the will of God. That's why we got this book. So we got the Holy Spirit. And then we're supposed to be single visioned. Once we know what He has said, once we know His will, there should be nothing else to consider. Are you with me now? Nothing else to consider. Now He said, let him ask. The very next verse says what? But let him ask in faith. What's the next thing say? Nothing wavering. Doesn't that sound like what Jesus said? If you'd say it. So whether you're saying or whether you're praying, faith works the same way. He said, if you'll say it and don't doubt in your heart. So it's obvious this could mess it up. Even though you're saying it, even though you're praying it, this wavering, this vacillating can mess it up. He said, let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavers is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. Now, waves in the ocean, what do? They swell up, right? And they don't stay up. What do? They go down. And the bigger the wave, the further you go up, and then, woo, the further you go down. And have there been cases, don't hold your hand up, don't testify, where Christians, maybe somebody you know, you see them right after the service on Sunday, and woo, yeah, it's going to happen, yeah it is, I've prayed, God's heard my prayer, and then you see them Wednesday after a bad report, and woo. Oh, I just don't know. Y'all pray. I don't know. Maybe it's not the will of God. Well, what is that? Wavering. He goes on to say, verse 7, what? Let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. I don't care for the thought of that verse. Do you? I don't want to not receive anything. I want to receive everything. So what do we got to do? We've got to eliminate the doubt. Eliminate the wavering. Can we do it?
Yes.
By God's grace and help. Yes, it's His will. We're supposed to be every day without a doubt. Every day. Look at your neighbor. Tell them, without a doubt. That's how many doubts? Must have, could I borrow a doubt from you? And you go, don't have one. I don't even have one. You have to come up with your own, because I am without a single doubt. What would that mean? That would mean You are completely persuaded about something. And you're only looking at one thing. And not considering anything else. He went on to say the verse 8, a double-minded, a what? Look at the word doubt and the word double. They start off the same, don't they? D-O-U. Because it means two. To stand in two ways. Dewey. Duo. Two. A double-minded man is what? Unstable. Is that godlike? That's ungodly. Being unstable is being ungodly. Now, you don't have to have a word of knowledge to know some things if you know the scripture. Somebody is just unstable. I mean, they don't stick to anything. They don't stay with anything. They're in, they're out, they're up, they're down. Wonder what's wrong. You don't have to wonder. Right here. What's the problem? They're unstable. What's the problem? Whether it's me or you, whoever. Double-minded or doubt or wavering. Dewey. They are considering more than one thing. They're looking at more than one thing. And this is really a problem in today's society. It's always been a problem. But it seems to be compounding. We live in a world where people pride themselves in multitasking. Don't get too quiet. People pride themselves in being knowledgeable of so many different things. We live in the information age. That you can look up something on the internet and find 3 million references to it. And feel the need to try to peruse them. Well, in God, there's only one perfect will. There are not 12 different perfect wills of God. Take your pick. There is one will of God. God already knowing everything. He doesn't have 3 million references to something. He knows everything about everything. And having all knowledge and complete understanding, he's able to put his finger on the one thing that is right for you for now. Or are you listening? And once he does, and you've got that, it is foolishness and can be rebellion for you to keep looking. Are y'all with me now? Y'all got to help me with this. Are you using your faith? Are you believing with me this morning? We need to get to the bottom of some things here. Look, we've talked about this over and over since this series began, but what is doubt? Doubt, Dewey. Duo, two. One of the perfect examples of it is Peter, when Jesus called him to come out to him and walk on the water. Because he asked him, why did you duo? Why did you doubt? He wanted to know. He put the question to Jesus. You know, Jesus walked on the water. Now see, like we're talking before, a whole lot of people said, well, he's God. He can do that. Well, then how did Peter do it? Because Peter's sure not God. But he said, Lord, if that's you, call me to come. He thought that was pretty cool. Not only that, it was getting pretty rocky in that boat. And the Lord says, and oh, this is the heart of God. If it would have been a lot of theologians, they'd have said, Peter, how dare you, worm of a man, think that you could come do what I, the Son of God, do. In other words, don't try this at home. You are not in the category with me. That's men's twisted ideas. What did Jesus say? Come on, boy. Get out of the boat. Come on. It's great out here. Come on. Ever since Adam and Eve sinned and fell in the garden, God had a plan. And he's been calling, come on. Come on back up where you're supposed to be. Come on. Come on. One of these days soon, the trumpet's going to sound. He's going to say, come on. Come right on out of there. Come on up with me. Rule and reign with me. Come on up. Well, Peter starts walking on the water. You remember it? He is actually doing the same thing that Jesus is doing. Now, you know he didn't know everything. We have records of his mistakes. Right? It's not because he was perfect. He didn't know a bunch of scripture. Hadn't walked with God for a long time. But he is walking on the water until he began to look at something else. Oh, do you see it? He began to consider something other than Jesus said, come. So he's looking at the wind. Some water slapped him. And he's feeling the wave and the wind. And he went, whoa, what is that? And he looked at Jesus. Then he looked at that. He looked at Jesus. You got a problem. By stripes I'm healed. Oh, but that was a bad report today. Yeah, but he says I'm healed. Yeah, but they say you can't live with that. Duo. Double-minded. Unstable. Won't receive. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Yeah, but you don't understand. The company is going through problems. And they're going to lay off some people. And after this and after that, you don't understand. Yeah, I know Philippians 4:19, but you know, you don't know what it's like being who I am and what I don't have and who I don't know. And nobody will help me. And what about this? What, you cannot do that. You're going to be unstable. You got to pick the right one. Yeah. Or are you with me now? And ignore everything else. Once God tells you, he already knows all that. He knows all kind of stuff you don't know. And if he puts his finger on it and says, this is what you believe right here. Having scoped everything else out in the universe, this is the only thing you need to know about. Believe this and say this. And don't be distracted by the rest.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Consider Not, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1104E. That's R1104E, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.